Virginia Decking, may I help you?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
That's great. I'm doing pretty good myself. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving there, partner. I was just calling to reach out to you to follow up with the listing we had spoke about last week on Google Verified.
Well, you got to identify yourself for me to know who it is I'm talking to.
Yeah, it's me, David, with Local Splash.
You, David. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to call your David Gonzalez, that would be, right?
That's correct.
What do you know about that? All right, hold on a second. Let me pull your sheet out here. Yeah. Okay. Now, I've got some questions for you, David.
Okay.
The lead delivery model, okay? Do I pay per lead, pay per appointment? How do we do that? Pay per call? How does that work?
Great question. So the only time that the budget would actually be hit is if all three of these things happen. One, you actually speak to the customer. Two, they're in your service area. Three, you successfully gain the appointment with the customer. If you do not gain an appointment, it is not a qualified lead.
Okay, so now, to successfully gain an appointment, that is a phrase that carries a nuance with it, because I've had it happen where I have set the appointment, they've agreed to the appointment, I've called them up that day and said, now don't forget, we've got our appointment, and they either cancel on the phone call, or when I get there, they don't answer the door. I've had that happen. Very discouraging when that happens, but that's not an appointment. If I don't sit down with them, that's not an appointment. So that's how I would have to make sure that this system works. I'd have to actually sit down with them in order for it to be a bona fide appointment. In which the people were actually interested in getting what I'm selling. Does that make sense to you?
Makes a lot of sense, Mike, and you're absolutely right. So what you get on this model is you get an individual account manager, right? Now, not only are the calls screened by Google, but if for any reason one of the leads needs to be challenged, they handle that for you. So that way your individual account manager that would be assigned to your account. So we have Nikki, Spencer, we have Ivan. That's just a few of them, right? But they're individual account managers within the company that all they do all day long is they're checking in on their clients to make sure that the performance ads are running. And if for any reason a lead needs to be challenged, they handle that for you, right? To make sure that your budget is never hit for that lead. So for example, say, just like you said, you get the appointment, but then the day of the appointment comes and you're calling and you're not able to get that appointment, right? You show up, nobody's home, you call them, you leave a message, send a text, what have you, right? So what you're going to have is a call tracking feature, right, for your leads. So if any of that happens with any of those leads, you're not going to be charging that budget, right? Makes it a main advantage of the program itself. The account manager is going to take care of that for you. So they'll take care of the reimbursement. You'll see that money go right back into the account.
Okay. So let's see. Well, I don't want the money going out until I've got a bona fide lead. And you're telling me that the money's going to go out before I know if it's bona fide or not, right?
You'll have your budget, right? And then if the system determines it was a qualified lead, it would deduct it. But if for some reason it turns out not to be a qualified lead, it goes right back in. And most of the time it happens without you even noticing, because the individual account manager.
But you're saying two different things at the same time. You're saying if it's qualified, then the money comes out. And then you're saying if it's not qualified, then the money goes back. That's two different scenarios. That's the money comes out first or it doesn't come out first. It depends on whether or not it's a qualified lead. So which is it?
Great question. Okay, so let me specify that. So if on the very first phone call, Google determines it was a qualified lead, like you gained the appointment, But then say the appointment's a day out, the next day, or even later that day, right? You go to the appointment, and the appointment does not follow through. Yes, Google had already determined that it was a qualified lead, so your budget was deducted, but it turned out not to be qualified, so that'll go right back in.
Okay.
And the individual account manager takes care of that for you, right? So most of the times, it happens without you even noticing, right? The individual.
So then there are no charges for invalid leads.
That's right.
Correct. And or unreachable leads, you know?
Or unreachable leads, exactly. And so you can receive a lead one in three ways, a phone call, an email, a text message, right? Now, you can opt in, say, I only want phone calls, or I'll accept all three, what have you, right? But they're optional. But those are three ways you can receive it. Now, say you receive a lead through email, right? And you're trying to follow up with this customer, you're trying to call, they don't answer. You're never deducted on your budget for that because it's not a qualified lead. You never even spoke to that customer, so it never even was determined as a qualified lead. They sent you a number as a lead. Well, actually, they didn't send you the number. The customer reached out to you directly via email, right? Because some of these customers, they'll even go through and book directly on your schedule. If you'd like to post your calendar or your schedule there, customers can go in and book directly on there as long as there's an availability, right? So there's different options.
Well,
they
the way I'd want to do that would be leads only by phone call, because once I'm talking to them, that's, you know, then I can establish a rapport. But if it's through text, if it's through email, if it's through some other wishy-washy way, they can do spam. They can be doing fake contacts. You know, it can be a lead outside of my radius. But I got them on the phone. I'll find out where they live. I'll find out if they got money to spend. And I'll find out if they're good for financing. In other words,
you'll pre-qualify them. Absolutely. Yeah. You'll qualify your customers on the phone. And that's what makes this program so beneficial, right? And even if you did decide to opt into the other ones, like I said, if you receive a number, an email, and you get no responses, those are never even charged to you. It's not like any type of lead generation you've used before. And that's what makes this one so profitable, right? That's why it's the number one product out there. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're partnering with Google for Business, right? So, I mean, can never be a bad idea. I mean, the way our country's headed right now, it looks like our business side is being revived, which is a great thing. I mean, in my opinion, you know, everybody has their own, right?
No, I agree. Yeah, now let me ask you this. If I get a duplicate lead from you guys, I say I got one 2 months ago and I get the same one today, I can get a credit for that?
Well, you'll never be charged for it if it's not qualified. So even if you receive the lead and it's somebody that you talked to months ago and they're, you know, kicking tires, or they just, you know, they're not really looking for any services, it's never going to hit your budget. Only time it would, just because you receive a call doesn't mean it hits your budget. I mean, you can have a conversation as long as you and I had a conversation as many times as we've had, and none of these would be qualified until the fact that I say, hey, you know what, Mike? Sounds great. Good deal. Come by tomorrow at 2 p.m. You know, I'll be here and we'll get this thing figured out. And you say, okay, great.
Now, you know, I had signed up with Angie a long time ago, years ago, and they pretty much screwed me because they had a dispute process that was convoluted, difficult, and hard-nosed. How is your dispute process? Is it clear?
Yeah, and you never even have to handle. You never even have to worry about it. Your individual account manager is going to do that for you.
Oh, you always do. You always have to worry about the dispute process.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, so I should refute that, right? I mean, I should refute that. I should say, but what I will say is, your individual account manager is going to handle those for you, right? Now, in any of those situations, that's why you have one assigned.
I understand he's going to help it, or she's going to help it for me. But I want to know up front how it's going to happen. I want to know, is it going to be a clear dispute process? Am I going to understand from the get-go how it works?
It's clear and transparent. So
am I going to have to guess about it?
No.
I want something in writing that says, this is what we do if you have a dispute. You don't have a process involved. You don't have anything in writing. You don't have any kind of a clear process, strategy, built out that we can read and understand ahead of time?
Well, yeah, I mean, as soon as you need something gets challenged, right? I mean, I know exactly how it works. The individual account manager goes in, they grab the lead itself and they put the challenge status on it and they submit it. You'll see the submission. You can even be added into the thread for the submission. Now, once it goes through, I mean, typically these things happen pretty quick. I mean, it goes right back in. It usually doesn't even take a business day, right, to get that money set back into the account. And for those reasons, most of the time you don't even notice when it is happening, because that's the account manager's day-to-day duties. You know what I mean? They're looking through, and if they see anything that's been flagged, they just go through and they challenge it, dismiss it, and keep moving forward.
Okay. Am I going to get something in writing to this effect, or is it just the phone call that we're having right now, which, by the way, is recorded, so I always record my phone calls.
Oh, for sure. No, definitely. This call is recorded, and what we do is we do what's called the voice verification, right, which we also record, and then we send it out to you in writing with your initial invoice, right, so that way you have it with you. Basically, that one walks you through the program. It outlines the payment details. It outlines the termination fee. Basically, all the information that we'll need. We get some assurances, you know, for document submissions. And then at the end, we go through, like, cancellations and the early termination fees. And then, like I said, everything gets sent out to you in writing. That's everything that I've said in the conversation.
So there's a termination fee. So we're going to have to go over that. What are your billing methods?
So, yeah, so it bills once a month, right? Now, you can use Discover, Visa, Amex. But as far as the ETF, which is your early termination fee, I know we had covered it once before, right? But it was only 90 days. So
no, I don't do ETF. I don't do any of those. I'll give you a debit card, but that'd be it.
No, that's fine. That's what I'm saying, right? So that's basically what we'd be billing would be a debit card. But ETF is a early termination fee, right? So it only stands for 90 days. Now, every 30 days you're with us, $200 falls off of it, right? So it's $597. Now, the first 30 days you're with us, $200 comes off.
You're talking way, way, way too fast. I can't follow you. You got to slow down. So I want to be able to use a virtual debit card, and I can do that, right?
Yes, you can do that for your billing. You can use a virtual debit card for the billing.
I don't want to use ACH. I don't want to use an auto-renew contract. No problem with that, right? The contract is not going to be able to renew. It's month to month.
That's right. So it is month to month, and you can cancel at any time. The only thing that we have would be the early termination fee. Now, what I'm going to do right now is I just text you the information of the fee. So that way, as I'm going through it, you can kind of read it at the same time. And then any question you have, I can kind of clear it for you, right? Just works better that way, I'm sure. Right.
Can I freeze or pause the contract at any time?
Yes, you can freeze and pause your account at any time. That's not a problem.
All right, let me write that down.
Now, also with your Google Verified, you'd be able to turn those on or off, right, as you see fit to fill out your schedule.
With Google Verify, yeah, I don't know what Google Verify is, but I think you have that lead quality verification. So the identity, is it verified, project intent verified, budget verified, appointment setting, yes. Yeah, that's under lead quality verification. I want to make sure that whoever it is not a tire kicker, you know, that they really mean what I hope they mean, that they're truly interested in a room addition or roofing, or siding or what have you. So I need to be able to identify and verify their identity. I need to be able to verify their project intent. I need to be able to verify their budget, you know, and we need to be able to establish an appointment setting that they are actually going to make the appointment, which we've already talked about. So all those are yeses. All right, cost breakdown. What's the cost per lead?
Okay. So right now in the cost per lead, we're looking at, I have it right here, $111 per lead. Right now on your email, if you look at the email, it's at 115, but today's Cyber Monday. So we have those discounted. It's $4 per qualified lead you get off. And then you're saving about, it's about $50 that you save for every 13 leads, right? So right now it's sitting at $111 per qualified lead for the minimum budget of 13 leads. That puts you at 1,443, and that would be your budget for 13 qualified.
So you're saying that I've, let me get my calculator out here. So you're saying I've got to give you money up front of $1,443.
Not right now, but that's the budget that you would set for your business. Now that money is only used for the qualified lead. So that's where it would be deducted from when you receive the qualified lead. So you're not going to get a bill later on that says, hey, we send you 30 leads, you owe X amount of dollars. No, you've already set a budget for your business that you know exactly how many leads you can get with and when you can use them, right? Now, you can raise this budget as much as you want to receive as many leads as you like, but the minimum they'll ask for a new business to come onto the program would be for at least 13 leads, right?
Is there a setup fee?
There is no setup fee. There's a one-time application fee. Now, that's the one in the email. Now, that one's $250. That's the one-time application that's charged. And then you'd have your first month of service after that, which is $249.
What you want, application or setup, it's the same thing. Money goes out, nothing comes in. What is the application fee?
$250.
No, you got to waive that.
Okay. What I can do for you is, I can do 50% on Cyber Monday from that one and go from 250. We can go to 125. That's a one-time
payment. I don't mind picking a poke. I don't do that. Gave that up years ago. Got away from
I it. Understand. The only thing is it's an application that goes out. That's what you're paying for is the actual application for the program, right? Now Google's doing the vetting process.
Or it's in a PDF file format. It costs you 3 cents to send it out. Nope, I can't do that. So you're expecting my monthly spending would be somewhere in the vicinity of $1,443 or above, right? If I get and pay for, and this works, if I'm paying for
if you use all 13, well, here's the deal too, because I mean, if these leads are turning over at about four and a half out of every five, it's about 92%, right? So if you're talking about like decking or roofing, right, and you get three of those leads, I mean, 13 leads in a single month, I don't know how many crews you got, right? But that's a lot of business in 1 month. You see what I'm saying?
What are you saying is 92%? I'm not following that.
That's the closing ratio on these leads.
So the closing ratio is 92%. So wait, let me get this straight. I go out on 10 leads, and you're saying if I hit the year average, I'm going to close 9 out of 10.
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy.
No,
pardon me for saying this, but I don't believe
it. I understand. That's okay. It's okay, but here's the deal, right?
Let me talk to somebody that has a closing ratio of 9.
That's what I was going to say. What you want to do is talk to the companies that are running Google Verified. Listen, they're not paying $111, you know, to lose that money, right? Now, realistically, if we can close one roofing deal, even just one, it'll cover your whole budget for 13 leads.
I understand all that. That's not my question. My question is, how do you close 9 out of 10 when and I've been in this business 44 years. Nobody closes 9 out of 10. Nobody. So I'd like to talk to somebody that does. I'll find out what magic wand they're holding.
Well, no, it's not a magic wand, but I'll tell you the difference. It's the type of customers that you're actually talking to. It's the type of customers that are shopping in the Google Verified network, right? And that's the difference. Like I said, you'll have customers that like to go and Google Verified and book directly to your calendar because they know that you are a truly vetted, verified company. There's a big difference between just having a Google business profile and having that vetted check mark on your profile. When you're talking about high-end homes, when you're talking about high-end customers, that's exactly what they're looking for.
Are you saying that I would be in Google Verified?
That's exactly where I'm putting you, in Google Verified. You would have your badge. That's what the application fee pays for. It's not a setup fee. You'll see in the email, we have a setup fee. I already waived that. That's $99 for initial programming and all that. Normally for every, and it's even on our website, right? Normally it's $299. We had other discounts. It was Black Friday. I had already waived that. I sent it to email. So that one stands, right? Now for the application fee, it's because they're doing the background check. That's Evident or Pinkerton that's going to do it. I know we talked about Pinkerton before. They're going to do the vetting process, which right now it looks like there's no insurance, but by the end of the year, they'll ask for at least $250K. A Virginia state license is required for general contracting. But other than that, that's the process that they're going through, right? So that's the application fee. Now, the first month.
Yeah,
service,
I've got the license. I'm a Class A licensed builder with residential and commercial designations. But what was the other thing you said, insurance?
Yeah, it says by the end of the year, it'll be updated to $250,000 in general liability.
I got $2 million.
Okay, so you're good. Now, and here's the types of leads that we can bring for you in the general contractor category. Accessory buildings, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, and roofing.
That's all?
I mean, if there's anything else that you're looking for, you let me know. And we have different verticals. What we'll do is we use one budget, and we can slide in some other ones here, just depending on requirements.
Yeah, I'm looking, in addition to decks, porches, gazebos, and pavilions, I'm looking for new home construction, room additions, basement finishing, garages, mother-in-law suites, siding, and roofing. So
yeah, like the mother-in-law suites and all those are all going to be under the home addition category. And what we're going to use for that, like, is the different keywords, right? So if somebody's putting like mother-in-law quarters or, you know, home addition for what have you, right? We make sure that those are in there to make sure you're found for those, right?
Yeah.
So that all comes. Now there's subcategories of a larger category, but everything you said is in this vertical.
All right. We're getting there. So do I have platform controls? In other words, can I limit my categories, go in and out of categories? Can I define my radius? Can I reject unwanted categories? Like with Angie's List, I would get leads that they would charge me for pole dancing lessons.
Oh no way. That's
yeah,
ridiculous. That's something that will, right out the gate. Yeah, I get you,
I'm
right? That's a little bit, but it's something that I was just outrageous out of. You're like, why am I even getting this call? Why am I being charged for this? And I hear you.
Yeah.
I worked with a lot of customers that come over from Angie's because that was the Angie's Home Advisor, Thumbtack. Those were the traditional pay-per-lead programs. And that's why
by the way,
made the program.
One of the things that honestly really turned me off to your company was that I called the number you gave me and nobody answered. Nobody picked up, and there wasn't even a way that I could leave a message. 877-635-6225, extension 4574. Nobody answered that, so I thought to myself,
yeah,
well, now, that's a fine kettle of fish. I'm going to sign up with these people and give them my money, and I can't call them. I can't talk to anybody, so that's really not good. I need a phone number where I know I can reach somebody.
Understood.
I need them.
Here's the deal, Mike. Remember, whenever you hit extension 4574, that comes directly to my office only at my desk. I'm the director here, so that was my direct line. So if I'm not in the office, no one's going to pick up. If you just dial the 877 without the extension, it takes you directly to our 24/7 customer service. Somebody will always answer. That will be a direct person, right?
So or 24/7.
I was out of office Thanksgiving. I was out of office on Friday and the weekend. I hadn't been back till Monday. Now, remember, my office hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, because I know that's what you're on. You're on Central Standard.
No, I'm on Eastern.
You're in Virginia. I'm sorry.
Yep. For sure. Can I limit or expand my radius?
So the local map section is going to give you the 50-mile radius for the Google verified section. Here's the beauty. You can advertise anywhere across the state that you want to be in. You have no
limit. Now, if I only want 25-mile radius, can I tighten it down?
That's right. When we do our onboarding call, what I do here is I would put in that we're going to do a 25-mile radius, and we would tighten that down to 25 miles. Now, for the Google verified, if you're wanting the same 25-mile radius, well, we make sure that's where we're listed to. I mean, we can literally advertise down to city zip codes, even down to neighborhoods with our geofencing. That's how we target the higher profitable neighborhoods.
And I can limit categories like pole dancing?
Absolutely. If you want to just have pole dancing or if you want to remove it, we can do either or for you.
All right, good.
And transparency is always there through your dashboard. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the dashboard I sent over to you through that link. But transparency.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't pulled it up yet. I'm still working on my own sheet here.
Gotcha.
Now, so, if I wanted to pause leads instantly, can I do that from my platform?
That's right. You go to your dashboard and you pause your local service ads. You don't have to call it for that.
All right. Now, you have a written refund policy.
A written, yes. And we go through that on the voice verification. And that one is sent out to you in writing with your initial invoice.
All right. We don't you don't require ACH or bank drafts then?
No, we do not. All we use is the debit card.
And there's no long-term contract?
No long-term contract, just the early termination fee that we send you inside of 90 days.
I just need to make sure that your lead verification is real, real clear. And then that'll be clear. All right. And then, okay. All right. Now, you're saying that you sent me something, right?
Yeah. So I texted you. That's the early termination fee that we were talking about, which is basically the terms of how it works, right? So it
breaks well, now, I need that email. You say you texted it to me.
You wanted an email? Oh, yeah, I can send it to you an email, too. I just sent it to you quickly so that way you'd be able to, you know, you had it there. But let me send it to you.
Yeah, I don't see it in my phone anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see it in my phone. So if you text it, I don't know where it is.
You know what? Let me see. I sent it to 540-786-3534. If it's an office phone,
no. Get it. No, that's a landline. That doesn't take text.
Yeah, I figured. I said, yeah, if it was a landline or an office phone, it's not going to take it. But no big deal. I'll email it to you. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, what I need is you to change that to my cell phone to begin with.
Okay. Yeah, we can update that phone number as well. And I'm going to send this one to business@vadeck.com.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So I just sent that email out. That one has the early termination fee, kind of the details of it. Now we want to update that phone number too. Okay, what's a good cell phone for you?
540-840-7243.
I can even tell you some of the roofing companies that are actually running this program right now. See how many books.
That'd be good.
I can go through that with you. Okay.
That'd be good. I need to talk to somebody. That was another question. Okay. Need references. Yeah, there's nothing that if you sent it, it hadn't come through yet.
Email? Let me look.
Yeah, it hadn't come through the email. And I can give you another email that is faster. It wouldn't hurt to have that.
Yep. Okay. What's the other email address?
Mike, M-I-K-E, at pristinepowerwash.com, and that's spelled all one word, P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, powerwash.com. Let me know when you send that and I'll pull that one up.
Just sent that one.
Just sent it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's look here. David Gonzalez. All right. Should you cancel your account prior to making a total of $597, making a short deal of this user bundle, an early termination fee will apply. ETF will be calculated as less. Total payment you have made specifically. That's early termination scenario. If you cancel within the first 3 months of signing up for the service, when you sign up today, there's an early termination fee. $600, that fee decreases by $200 every month. You stay with us an average 3 months. Let's go with us for 3 months. Aren't there no early transfer, early termination fee? Okay, that explains the early termination. But how about the other things we were talking about?
Yeah, there is no long-term contracts, so you don't have to worry about that. That's literally the only stipulation of our program. If you want to cancel, all you do is you let us know at least 3 days before your next billing cycle, and you never charge. Like I said, there's no contract, just an early term fee, right? I mean, really, if you look in your area, I can tell you. So right here, we have Fletcher Home. He has 1,037 reviews. He's sitting at 4.9 stars. And here's the deal, and this is why these close at such a high rate. When a customer is paired with you and they see your business profile, they see the verified with that blue badge at the very top of the page, right? And then when they click details, it says passed all checks, and it says license.
Can I go to your website in order to understand what you're talking about here?
Yeah, well, here's what I'm, it's not on my website. What I'm talking about here is pull up a Google search bar. We'll go through this together.
All right. Let's do that. All right. Got it.
Okay. Now what you'll want to do is in the search bar, you're going to type roofer near me.
All right.
Okay. Now at the very top, do you see where it says sponsored?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who's the first company you see there?
Fletcher and Nine Hammers.
Yeah, okay, so I see Fletcher Home and JDH Remodeling. Now, click on Fletcher Home for me.
Yep.
Now, when you click there and you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see that verified badge. This business has been verified by Google. Now, you go all down right. And say pass license check.
Hold
pass
it.
Background. Okay.
Hold it. Not sure where you're reading.
Oh, you clicked on his profile, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now scroll down just a little bit, and right underneath overview, it'll say overview services, reviews. Right underneath that, you'll see that blue badge that says verified.
This business has been verified by Google. Okay, good.
Yeah. Now underneath it, you'll see three bullet points. Now click details.
Whoa, tremendous static. Not sure what that was. Say it again.
Oh, yeah, right underneath it, you'll see three bullet points. Pass license check, pass background. Now click on details right next to it has business insurance.
Business insurance details. Okay.
Now you see license. It's actually showing the license. So this is what changes for customers, especially in high-end homes, people that are worried about being sued by companies that may not have insurance, that may not be protected. This is why they hire these companies. This is why they get paired with one and they say, okay, I'm good to go here. These people can come get on my roof. They can come build me a deck. They can come improve my home without liability from these people being in and out of my house. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
People value that. A lot. There's a great value in having businesses that are verified like this. So this is where conversion rates, it improves so much. Google helps you by building these three levels of trust, right?
Now, how will I get the same credentials, past license check, past background check, past business insurance? I mean, have business insurance. That shouldn't be a problem. I've been licensed for years.
Yes. You just need it verified in that section. So that's that application fee we talked about. Now, I'm willing to discount it for you, you know, at 50%. It's normally $250. Like I said, it wasn't a setup fee. It's for this process right here that gives you that badge, that gives you the licensing check and all that, right?
Do you guarantee that'll come back? In other words, you'll reimburse that if for whatever reason Google says, heck no? I mean, Google can be fairly hard to deal with. I know. I've dealt with those rascals.
They can be, right? That's why you have their premier partner company by your side, right? Now, that means something.
That's why what?
That's why you would have their premier partner company by your side. We're powering you. That means something to Google. That means that you have a direct line of communication with them now. Not only are you with their premier partner company, you are also one of their top verified companies once you go through this application process, right? These are the top companies in every area. This is just roofing, you know. You'd be in the same area for decking, for remodeling. You know, it's going to show this for all of those different categories.
All right. Now you're beginning to make some sense.
How we're cooking with fire. Right. And I mean, that makes a difference. And that's where I'm trying to get with you, because I understand, I know that you can see the value of Google. Your business is the first decking company on Google. You know, that's great. It has a lot of weight to it. Now it's just time to turn it up for you and really show you what Google can do. You know, with this program itself, it's a new program and it's not offered in every area or in every industry.
What's a new program?
The Google Verified Lead Generation Program, because that's what this is. It's a pay-per-qualified lead program. So this new program was made because of the traditional pay-per-lead programs. And
so how much is Nine Hammers or Fletcher Home paying for this?
Just depends on how many leads they're looking for. So they got to pay for at least the 13 leads. That's every company that came in. They had to go through the same vetting process. Everybody had to go through it. The only difference is how high they want to raise their budget.
Hey, David, hold on a second. You're talking too fast. There's a fee that Fletcher, say, for example, is paying Google, maybe through you, to get into this program and stay in this program that's Google verified, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. Is that all covered by the $111 per lead?
That's your $249. That's your monthly recurring rate of $249.
That's a different fee now we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Well, remember, that's your monthly recurring. That's what reoccurs every month. Your budget, things like that, that doesn't recur every month. That's only as you see fit, as you need, as you use it, right? That's the only time that money is ever touched. It's for a qualified lead. Now, the $249, that's the program, that's the maintenance, that's the Alexa, that's the Siri, that's the Apple, you know, that's Bing. That's keeping you on every single network, as well as keeping you programmed in the local map section for any time that you have your local service agent, Google Verified, on pause. You still have prime visibility online. You have your website being hosted. Everything's up and running for you.
We've never talked about that. So you're saying on top of the 111, there's a $249 per month fee.
Yeah, and remember, we went over that one on our last call. So remember, we went through the emails.
You may have. I didn't. Sorry. You talked so fast, I just went wish no ding. So you're saying you're going to hit me up for a monthly fee of $250, and then I've still got to pay per lead, right?
Let's see what I got here.
You got to do something about that $249. You got to do something about that. It's Cyber Monday, man. You got to do something. Something good.
Okay.
Sharpen your pencil, David.
Yeah. So here's what I can do. Now, because you have your website, you have your things up and running, okay? So if you don't want the additional services, you don't have to get them. The only thing is with the application fee at that point, it has to go at 250. It'd be a one-time 250, and then we'd manage your budget after that, right? As far as the monthly recurring rate, you wouldn't have that 249 to recur after that, but you would have your Google verified program up and running for you, right? Now, the advantage of having that 249, it makes a difference for you. I'm not going to lie to you, Mike. There is not just the fact that you're getting all your social medias and everything else taken care of for you, but the individual account manager is also the one that is going to be a part of your 249 programming, right? The individual account manager has a great value.
Said you're going to waive the 249 a month. Did I mishear you?
Yeah, well, basically what I'd be doing is taking that plan off completely, the 249, right? So what you'd be coming in on is going to be Google verified and your pay-per-qualified lead program.
Okay. All right. So what service then am I missing out on that the 249 a month would have paid for? I realize that the Google verified is part of that, but you're going to include that, right?
Yeah, so if you go standalone Google verified, that's going to be the one-time application fee. The only thing is they won't let me discount it if it goes on its own. Now, when you come in with the 249 monthly, I can discount it. That's not a problem. At the 249, this is what you'd be missing out on, to answer your original question. You're going to be missing out on all the retargeting ads through your social media. You're going to be missing out on Apple, Bing, your live Yelp listen, as well as Alexa. So Apple Maps is a big one. You want to be verified on all the Apple devices. You want to be discoverable and found because Apple users are convenient shoppers and they're no hassle shoppers. They don't like a lot of estimates. They want people that can come out and get the job done right. Right? So being verified there in the Apple network, big difference for you. Now, when it comes down to social media, that's 400 ads a month for retargeting. Retargeting is wonderful. Anybody in your service area that goes and puts a post for any of the service you're asking their friends for recommendation, as they begin to scroll, your flyer shows up on their timeline. You don't even need to know these people. It helps so much every single month. At $249, you can't lose there. You know, with the added value of not just the Apple products, but also the other directories, it continues to not just make money for you, but when you pause your local service ads, your local maps programming has prime visibility as well, right? That's unlimited clicks, unlimited calls, and it never hits the budget. So it really opens a window for return on investment.
Where's all this in writing?
On that email I sent you. So we went over time.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I promise.
Not unless you sent another email.
So remember, I've sent you other emails previously. So let me go ahead and pull it up. I know I sent
it. I never saw that. Never saw it. In fact, nothing has come through to business@vadeck.com either. That's why I don't like that email address. I really don't.
Yeah, I believe we used the mic at Pristine Power.
Yeah, use that one.
Yeah, I did. And it was sent on November 24th.
All right, let's check that. November 24th.
The only difference now is the leads went down from 115 to 111 per lead.
All right, let's see here. Find emails from David Gonzalez. Base product setup fee, one time, non-refundable, $0. First month charged at setup. Google verified application fee, one time, non-refundable, $250. And then monthly costs ongoing.
You notice I put there optional, right, where it says ongoing op, because this part is the one that you could keep. And like I said, big value, just, I mean, in Apple Maps alone, but it is optional, right?
Yeah, okay. So for that, I get the local map programming and maintenance. I'm not sure what that is. You talking about the Google Maps?
Yes, the local map section underneath the verified. We make sure that you're ranking there on the very front page, and that's unlimited clicks and calls on that area.
And then Facebook ads, $100. And then that's essentially it. My site.
Yeah, so I'm just not charging for these. But everything that's there, you get them. I'm just not charging for them. So you get the call.
So what is my site website?
Okay, the my site website, that is optional, and that's a website that we build for you. It's already included. I know you already have a website going. I don't know if you're paying anything there for maintenance or monthly fees or anything like that.
Sure, I am. Nothing's free.
Yeah, well, that come included. So what we do for you is I rebuild that site for you, and then we present it to you within the first 7 to 14 days. If, in fact, you do like it and you want it updated or whatever, what we do is we go in and we put it live. That's it.
Well, it's all well and good, but you own the website. So if I leave you, I leave my website.
Well, that's a good one, but here's the deal. We never hold anything for sold. Here's how it works. Do you own the domain? What that means is composite-dex.com. Okay. We would never keep that. That's yours. We don't own it. So all we're going to do is build the site using your domain. Now, if say I was coming in and I bought a domain for you and we built out the site, you decided to leave us, we would give you the option of buying the domain at $99, what we buy it for, but we would never keep it from you. Now, in this case, it's your domain, so it stays yours. The only difference
When would that get up and running?
7 to 14 days from the day that we activate your listing.
All right, running 7 to 14 days. Yeah, what I might do with that is come up with an alternative website that would just double expose me. You know, maybe do roofing and siding. You know, which I don't have on my website right now. Might do roofing and siding and room additions and new home builds and, you know, mother-in-law, garages, stuff, basement finishing, because I don't advertise those on my website right now. So yeah, that's what we
do. Well, here's the thing. What I would do is, and this is the best recommendation for you, you don't want two websites. You want all your traffic going through one. We grab the website and we'll add that in there for you. We'll add in the new subcategories, the new photos, anything you need. You'll even have access to your website through your dashboard. So, I mean, I don't know if you're into coding or if you're into ever editing, but you can do that very easily from the dashboard as well. Now, we always aim to be your white glove service. We'd want you to give us a call. We'll take care of it for you. That's what you pay us to do. But if you'd like to do it on your own, you have that option.
All right. Yeah, that makes good sense. I like that. And put extra services on it. Alright. Yeah, actually making more and more sense all the time, David. Then top 5 most popular directory listings: Yelp, Bing, Facebook, Google, and Apple. Explain how that works.
So that ensures that you are activated on all networks. So Yelp, I mean, obviously it's good to have visibility there. People are always shopping for restaurants through Yelp, so we'll keep you visible there. Now with Bing, we'll handle all your initial content creation. Anybody using things like Hewlett Packard, Microsoft devices, sometimes they originate to the homepage of Bing instead of Google. So we'll handle all your initial content creation and program you for the maps there as well. Facebook, that's going to give you about those 400 retargeted ads we talked about, and we're going to host it for you. So if you're running any marketing, any promotions, anything, you just fill us in on the details, we put it out for you. If there's nothing special that you're running, we continue all month long using retargeted ads and put out ads for you that re-engage with your community, all right? Now with Google, obviously that's first page placement. And with Apple, you'll get Siri, Safari, and Apple Maps.
let me see here. I need to print this out. Hold on right here. Oh, let's see. You're called local what?
Local splash, like a splash of water.
Local splash. Local splash.
Yeah, if you want to do a search, you can even search us using a keyword. I mean, obviously, we're an SEO company, so we'll rank number one, right? What you can want to search is you can do digital marketing company in your Found Valley, or you can do SEO company, Found Valley, California. We'll rank number one.
SEO company?
And then you do Fountain Valley, California.
Well, I see Smart Sites is number one. And then number two is best and worst SEOs. And then 360 search advertising, businesses, Voyager, Hive, SEO, Web, Boost, Local.
Did you put Fountain Valley, California?
Where?
Fountain Valley, California, because remember how the local maps works, right? So whenever you're conducting a search within a service area, it's going to show within that service area, right? Now, whenever you're searching for something outside, you want to be like the area you're searching for, right? So you want to search in Fountain Valley, and then you'll find us right there, Local Splash, 1,100 reviews.
What's the word before valley?
Fountain, like a water fountain.
Fountain. Valley.
Yeah,
I see it.
There you go.
All right. CEO company Fountain Valley, California does not show up.
SEO, search engine out of the SEO company, Found Valley, California. We ranked, right now I'm showing us as number two, but we obviously have way more reviews.
Yeah, it's not showing up. Yelp.
What are you showing on yours?
At the very top, we've got,
It should say results for Found Valley, California.
I'm not sure why my company is showing up.
Yeah, so you probably have it set. Yeah, so it's going to be on a setting that you have on your map there. So what it's doing is it's pulling up your company, which is you're signed in right now to your email. So I'm sure you'll see the all the way to the right top corner. You're going to see like probably the letter M encapsulated with maybe an exclamation point by it. But that shows that you're signed in like to your profile. So it's going to limit some of your search results. What you want to try to do is you can always click forward, it says results four.
Hey, I'm going to have to run, David. I've got something that's, I've got an appointment here I've got to get to.
Okay.
But we need to finish this conversation here soon because you've got me interested. I'll say that for you.
Well, this one's going to set your business up for next year. I mean, quite well, right? I mean, there is that application process, but I can say you'd be looking at your most profitable year for sure. I mean, Google Verified be second to none. But I know you're busy. I know we've spent some time already on the phone, and I appreciate it, Mike. I appreciate you for allowing me the patience.
Give me a call back tomorrow.
Okay. About the same time?
You do? Yeah, it'd be fine. It'd be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Take care of that for you, Mike. Absolutely. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.